And I'm out here raising kids with that mentality. You know what I mean? Like, that's the scariest part. I got two kids I'm supposed to be raising. And I don't mean it like I abandon my children. Like, I'm I travel a lot. And then when I'm home, I'm a good playmate. You know what I mean? I'm not the guy to ask questions. Like, when my daughter was three, she walked into me while I was peeing. Typical three-year-old little girl question. Daddy, what's wrong with your vagina? Right? How do you answer a question like that, right? Like, I panic. I go, whoa! Go to bed! That was all I had. Go to bed! It's past your bedtime! That's what's wrong with my vagina. Not about to sit here and have a sex talk with a three-year-old. I don't know if people still having sex talks. Is this your son here next to you, sir? Yeah? Did you have a sex talk? He was telling you. That is beautiful. Yeah, man. Like, but most people are uncomfortable, you know, talking about shit like that. Like, I had a sex talk. I was about eight. And it wasn't planned. Yeah, eight. It wasn't planned. I walked in on my mom and her boyfriend while they were taping sponges to the back of her headboard. Right, you realize how traumatizing that is? Dude, I know nothing about sex. I'm standing in the doorway. Why are you putting sponges on the bed like that? He answered for her. So you get some sleep, little nigga. That was my sex talk. That was it. Go in the back and play the game. And it's funny because we laugh at that because we all grew up. That was standard. Like, you, kids got talked to like that, right? Like, now you say some shit like that, oh, you be in a news fucking court case, man. Yeah. Dude, I did a show in Amherst, Massachusetts, right? There was nothing to do afterwards. So I'm sitting in my hotel room and I was watching, just had CNN on while looking at my phone. And then the news story that I saw is about this little boy. He was about eight. About the same age, and he was wearing Hello Kitty stuff to school. Book bag, boots, all this stuff. And the kids were teasing him, and it was such a distraction, because the kid didn't care, but it was such a distraction in class, they had to call home and go, hey, he's a boy, dress him like a boy. No more Hello Kitty stuff. So what I'm seeing in my hotel room is the mom on the news, this is an outrage! They're infringing on my son's right to express himself as an individual. And when I saw that, all I could think was, whoa, there's no man in that house. Right? There's no man in that house, because as man of the house, your job is to go, yo, don't do that. I don't care if you don't pay a single bill. You could be out of work, on the couch, sleep all day long. As long as you're there, yo, hey, don't do that. You're man of the house, right? My father wasn't in the house when I was growing up. As a result, I ended up playing the clarinet at 9 years old. Because there was nobody in the house to be like, yo, what the fuck, man? Put that down. My mother encouraged it. She thought it was, oh, he might be the next Kenny G. Get the fuck out of here. No one wants Kenny G as a son. Oh, my father showed up to one clarinet recital. And I know the way he ended up there. My mom called him and tricked him. While he was at work, sold him on something else. David, your son is in the band, and he has a concert at his school tonight. You might want to get down here and show your son some support. And I know my dad. He was at the job site like, what? He's in a band? Hell yeah, I'm supporting him. Hung up the phone. He's at the job site bragging. Yo, my son's in the band. He got a gig at his school tonight. I'm clocking out early so I can go get fresh and support my little man. My father walked into my auditorium / gymnasium / cafeteria. Spotted his 9-year-old son on stage with a 16-inch black phallic instrument hanging out of his mouth. My father lost his mind at the door. Begins arguing with my mother from across the room as if there's not a concert going on. Tony, what the fuck is this? David, sit down. Sit down. You are embarrassing us. Support your son. I'm embarrassing you? What is that hanging out of that boy's mouth? This is my child support money go to, bitch? You said he was in the band. Where's the guitar? Where's the saxophone? It's like, everyone doesn't have to play a saxophone to be in a band, David. My son don't have to play no saxophone, but he's not going to play no dickamophone either. Dickamophone. My 41-year-old father had no idea what a clarinet was, called it a dickamophone in front of the entire elementary school class, the staff, and all the parents, let everyone know what kind of ignorant family we really were. Now, here's the most traumatizing thing about that story and that memory for me, right? I lost my father five, six years ago to Alzheimer's, right? It's a terrible disease. And I'm an only child, so the burden of taking care of my father fell solely on me, all right? Haircuts, meals, bathing, financials, you name it. I took care of my father for 8 years until he died, right? And in 8 years that I took care of my father, I made sure I never saw his dick. I kept that thing covered up, all right? Because I think back to that day at 9 years old, my father saw 16 inches of black wood. Didn't know what it was, but immediately thought dick. People, if my father was packing a clarinet, I do not deserve to carry the family name, right? Like, that's a lot of pressure on a black man. It makes you look at your mother different. Like, really? A clarinet? Ugh. Like, ha ha ha.